various women, sisters, without the Eucharist, consecrated chastity is a mad dream. Forget it. And the only as faith in our consecrated chastity and you are deeply in love with Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. I know what I'm talking about. That is what in the United States and so many once dedicated religious gave up their vows. I know I didn't read either book. I read parts of each of them. Two books published in the United States, and they are both written by lesbian nuns. It is in women living homosexual lives. My God. I keep repeating I've been a priest for too many years. The Holy Eucharist is necessary. It's as necessary as the air we breathe. We need the air we breathe to remain alive in our bodies. We need the Holy Eucharist to stay alive in our supernatural life of the soul. Could I have a coffee? Third part of our reflections, miraculous patience. That's it. And I'm sure you know the English word patience comes from the Latin word pati, which means to suffer. Patience as a virtue enables us to endure present evils without sadness or resentment in conformity with the will of God. Sisters, there's one thing we better know in life. God does send pain. Patience, of course, is patience in the body, enduring the pain that we have in our body. But sisters, that's the easiest kind of pain to endure. The patient we're mainly concerned with is dealing the evils caused by another person or other persons. For the sake of time, you might note that there are three grades of patience. First, to bear difficulties without interior complaint. their difficulties without interior complaints. Secondly, to use hardships to make progress in virtue. And those are Muslims. Now we practice patience. Now we practice patience. And we see a few words about the Muslims. And sisters, it helps me to bear difficulties without interior complaint. Islam, I think I said, the word means surrender. That's what the word means. And for the Muslims, they are to surrender their whole lives to Allah. Now, strange. In Islam, what we speak of as a free will. I say this from knowing Islam well. It is surrendering oneself to Allah. And most people are convinced, no matter how much they are oppressed and how much they are controlled, and the Muslim leaders over the centuries have been tyrants in controlling the people, they are taught that's what Islam means. That's why I have told people Muhammad has been the greatest, listen to this, the greatest military leader of all times. I mean that. Caesar was a military leader. Napoleon was a military leader. But nothing compared to Muhammad. Because Muhammad created a religion. The people are to believe that by being enslaved, they are surrendering their wills to Allah. And the Muslim sound stopped. So the first level of patience is that they bear difficulties without interior complaint. Oh, sisters, is it patience if you don't complain outwardly, but you still complain inside? Is that patience? Patience is a virtue inside. I don't complain internally. Why not? Because my faith tells me the pain that I experience is from whom? From God. Second degree of patience, higher than the first. To use hardships to make progress in virtue. We need difficulties. We need sisters. We need suffering. You need it, I need it. To make progress in virtue.